"Now everyone turn your backs," I commanded. "Give the man some privacy in his last moments." I felt a shakiness in my voice as I grabbed Tater, since he was the smallest, and forcibly twisted him around to face the house. Then I grabbed Thaddeus. He half-turned, and I grabbed his arm to complete the movement. By then, the others had caught on. Luther turned sluggishly. I realized that either fewer swigs or a few more swigs from the jug could have made dealing with all of them impossible. The old man and woman who had followed us out turned obediently. I glanced back. Brian pulled his honing device out of his pocket and twisted it. Curious, I only half turned my head. I wanted to see what a capering looked like from the outside. I felt the barometric pressure drop around us with a swoosh of air. A translucent, box-like object about the size of my AMC Rambler appeared to materialize around Brian. He raised up and lunged to the center to lie flat. It solidified for just a moment and then disappeared in a blink. Brian was gone. The wind was so strong against our faces that the harsh air movement tended to make us close our eyes and hunch forward. In the 5 seconds that followed Brian's caper, everyone straightened up and one by one glanced around to reorient themselves. Then they looked back to where we had last seen Brian, no doubt expecting to see his stiffened body. "He's gone!" Grandma cried out. The menfolk looked at the spot, then scanned the area beyond out to the tree line. One by one, they remembered Brian's words about the stars and turned their eyes heavenward. The sky was black and broad and starred. I was searching my brain for a logical explanation. The old woman was faster. "Demon!" The old woman pointed toward me. "Demon!" "Good grief," I said out loud. For a moment, the old lady's words seemed funny. Most people back in my time in the 20th century reserved witches and demons for Halloween. But then my smile faded as I realized that the old woman was entirely serious. The younger brothers looked at Luther for guidance. He seemed stymied for a moment.
"You should hang his ass," the old man said gruffly.
He was speaking his first words in my presence.
"You should hang his ass from that yonder tree."
He pointed at the dark silhouette of an oak tree, now casting a huge circle of shade in the moonlight.
"Yeah, let's string him up,"
Tater eagerly agreed. Thaddeus was starting to nod his head. Finally, Luther seemed to reach a decision.
"Go get that fancy horse we found,"